Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ. Did you know that you can get a therapeutic grade of nard from the spikenard plant directly from, not Israel, but Amazon? Amazon Prime will deliver in 48 hours to your door. Besides nard, you can also get frankincense and myrrh, like I did, in these tiny little bottles for $20. I was curious about the smells. The ad says it naturally supports joy and fights depression. This is 21st century aromatherapy for instant gratification. On the other hand, anointing had a number of purposes in first century Jewish culture. The widespread practice was done at significant passages in one's life. It was done to consecrate a priest, to bless, to elevate one's legal status, to make covenants, and to transfer authority. It was not a simple cosmetic show of affection. Mary was not apologetic. She did not stop anointing the feet of Jesus. She did not listen to or let criticism or questioning interrupt her act of reverence, a conferring of wisdom and strength for the work to be done. These days were increasingly desperate. This was a major passage for Jesus. And somehow Mary knew day after day the tensions were building and danger was coming for Jesus. Mary brought a love offering into the room, and its extravagance could not be ignored. 1 pound of pure nard, worth 1 year's salary. It was her gift to Jesus, her expression of respect, love, and gratitude. Mary needed to be this extravagant, for only days before, the smell of death had consumed her life, as her brother Lazarus was prepared for burial and placed in the tomb. And yet the impossible had happened. After 4 days in the tomb, after his soul had departed, according to Jewish belief, after his body had begun to decay, Jesus called Lazarus back to this life, back into the flesh, and made him whole. Mary and Martha were beyond elated. So while Martha worked frantically preparing a good meal with Lazarus at the table, the evidence of God's presence, Mary brought the nard, washed the feet of Jesus, and no sooner than the beauty of the heavenly smell of the nard filled the room, Judas began his rant. It was reminiscent of a bad family movie where, as soon as the turkey and dressing are presented with the family gathered at the table, drunk uncle finds a way to draw attention to himself with competitiveness and with complaints. Perhaps because he was unable to understand or tolerate extravagance, and pure love. Perhaps not able of sharing moments of deep reverence and joy. What is it about being quietly joyful and thankful that winds up self-righteousness and jealousy? But as Judas begins his rant against Mary's gift, Jesus simply says, "Leave her alone. Leave her alone." And he confronts Judas's tale of helping the poor for what it was, competitiveness and jealousy. As the community became more hostile toward Jesus, as more discovered the truth of the healing of Lazarus, bickering and fear entered the lives of the disciples, and Judas was growing apart from Jesus, who had been his friend, his rabbi. As for Mary, she didn't count the cost. Jesus had taught her about the extravagant love of God for us and for the world. He taught her that we are to serve one another out of love, not simply duty. He had taught her when our hearts are filled with gratitude toward God, that gratitude overflows out of our lives and into the lives of others. She not only loved Jesus, this was an act of adoration, a passage. Loving acts of service were at the center of not only the life of Mary, but it was the center of Jesus' life. Yet Judas was already alone, already isolated in his unbelief, with his anger, with his fear, and with his jealousies. Mary had planned for this passage, and she took a moment to bless and to care for our Lord, to step outside the increasing chaos of change, change that would propel Jesus, Son of God, to Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One of God. For Jesus, this gift of adoration was a last oasis of human caring on his journey to the cross. And it fills my heart to know that he was revered and adored by Mary before he walked that hate-filled road bearing the sin of the world. Amen.